Mặt trái của tàu HP chính là...
Vietnam says this video shows China's Coast Guard ramming a Vietnamese fishing vessel last month near a Chinese oil rig in disputed South China Sea waters. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says that's not what happened.
In the relevant seas, China's ships were on the defensive, and Vietnam's ships were on the offensive.
Vietnam says it wants the Obama administration to do more to help stop Beijing. Vietnamese Foreign Ministry spokesman Le Hai Binh.
We would like the U.S. to continue to have a stronger voice, as well as more practical and constructive actions, to contribute to the peace, stability, security, and safety of seas in the region, and to solve regional disputes by international law.
But Washington says it will not take a stand on Hanoi's claim the oil rig is in Vietnamese waters. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We encourage the sides to maintain dialogue with each other, but we're not going to weigh in on speculation about their location and what it means.
American Enterprise Institute analyst Michael Oslin says that puts the Obama administration at a disadvantage.
When the administration goes so far as to say that it's not going to determine whether or not these waters are in the common definition of the exclusive economic zone of Vietnam, you've taken a very great step towards abdicating any input that you can have into this situation.
Oslin says that will be seen by China and U.S. allies as a clear sign Washington will use any excuse to not get involved.
At least you can lay the groundwork and say, yes, this is clearly in Vietnamese waters. We still believe it's up to Vietnam and China to solve, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't accept what is pretty much a reality and something that we ourselves observe in every other waters and all the way around the world.
American University professor Hilary Mann Leverett says it's undermining the so-called U.S. pivot of military and diplomatic resources to Asia.
That's what China wants to show to Vietnam. You are under the biggest stress that you've been under, and the one person, one country that can come and help you out isn't going to do it. You need to make amends with China. That's, I think, very much part of the strategy and why we will continue to see more.
China's foreign ministry says it wants good relations with Vietnam, but says there are principles that China cannot abandon in the face of what it calls Vietnam's provocative actions. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the State Department.